Amen. Guys, amazing grace. Thank the Lord for our praise teams. That really lift up the name of Jesus in this place today. Amen.
Amen.
Give God a praise offering for our praise teams. Amen. All of our teams that worship in the Lord, amen. We thank the Lord for them. We're truly blessed to have them. Amen. Bless the Lord for them. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. They're assembled here this morning. Amen. To God be the glory for the great things that He has done. If you'd be so kind, if you would open up your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 8. Amen. Luke, chapter 8. Beginning at verse 40. Luke, chapter 8, verse 40. Hallelujah. Say, amen. Everybody's there? 8:40. Amen. The word reads, So it was when Jesus returned that the multitude welcomed him, for they was all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house. And for he had an only daughter about 12 years of age, and she was dying, but as he went, the multitude thronged him. Amen. And I would just like to use for a thought today, hold on, help is on the way. Hold on, help is on the way.
Amen.
Amen. We will find here in the scriptures. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for this great opportunity, Father God, to share in the word, Father God. And now, Father God, I ask God, as I decrease, Father God, as your precious Holy Spirit may increase, Father God, that you'll speak a word in our hearings today and help us to write it on the tablets of our hearts, Father God, and that you will take and conform us into the likeness of your Son, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. You'll find in the scriptures that I read at verse 40 says, when Jesus returned, that the multitude welcomed him, for they was all waiting for him. Amen. They was all waiting for the Lord. You find in the text where Jairus had a problem. He had his only daughter at the age of 12 years old, and she was lying at the point of death. The Bible says that she was dying, and he needed Jesus. He needed to get in touch with Jesus. But hold on. Help is on the way. Amen. Jesus at this time had spent some time doing what he's always doing, out sharing the word of God. Amen. He has been on a mission. He was teaching. And in chapter 7, Simon the Pharisee that invited Jesus to come and have dinner with him. So Jesus accepted this invitation, and Jesus would go over to Simon's house, and he would spend time. But then there was a woman there that saw Jesus, and she fell at Jesus' feet and began to wash his feet with her tears and wipe them with her hair. And Simon, he would sit there and he would make this complaint. If he was truly the Messiah, he would know what manner of woman this is that touches him. And Jesus knew what he was saying in his heart. He said, Simon, I have something to say to you. He said, Simon, since I came to your house, this woman never ceased to kiss my feet and wipe my feet with her hair and cleanse them with her tears and anoint my feet. Amen. But you, because see, according to the custom, when you have guests in your house and you invite your guests, that your servant will take a basin of water that they may be able to wash their face, their hands, and their feet. But he didn't offer any of this stuff, but yet he complained about this sinner woman that bowed down at the feet of Jesus. See, Jesus was busy. Jairus had a problem back here with his daughter, but Jesus was setting some things in order. So then we move over to chapter 8, and we'll find in chapter 8, as Jesus left the Pharisee's house, and now he's going from town to town, from city to city, and he's proclaiming the gospel wherever he goes. In chapter 8, it says, now it came to pass afterwards that he went through every city and village preaching and bringing glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. The 12 disciples with Jesus. He's just going out. He's preaching the gospel. Now, mind you, Jairus got a daughter. And she's lying at the point of death. But hold on. Help is on the way. You might be going through something right now, and I know you've been praying and you've been calling out to the Lord, but hold on. Your help is on the way.
Amen.
Amen. Don't you stop praying. Don't you stop seeking God. Amen. Your help is on the way. I can imagine what Brother Jairus felt at the time. Amen. His daughter laying at the point of death and Jesus out about his father's business. Amen. He's doing what he came to this earth to do and set some things in order. So he began to share at the crowd gathered around him after he go from city to city, from town to town, and everywhere Jesus would go, it would draw a crowd. So Jesus was used that opportunity to share the word. Amen. So he began to use that opportunity and he began to give them the parable of the sower. How the sower went out and he sowed the seeds. Amen. And he began to tell them about lighting the lamp. Amen. And putting it on the lampstand. Let your light so shine within me that men will see you and me. And me and you, Lord God. And then Jesus says, well, let us go over to the other side. Now, remember, Jairus' daughter have a problem. But hold on. Help. It's on the way. Sound like Jesus was doing a whole lot of stuff. Amen. You know how sometimes when we have problems in our life, seem like our prayer just not getting through. But I want to assure you that Jesus heard you for the first time that you cried out from your heart. Just hold on. Help is on the way. Amen. Can I encourage your heart today to just hold on? Help is on the way. We had a brother sitting in this room just this morning, and family pulls up, and he decided it's time for me to go. He's only been back, what, a week or two? But, man, I just want to say to that young man, hold on, brother. Help is on the way. Don't try to get ahead of God. Just hold on. Your help is on the way. The things that you're seeking is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Brother, your help is on the way. All you got to do is wait on the Lord. Amen. Amen. Your help is on the way. So Jesus bored this. I'm going to get back to the text. I'm just trying to lay a foundation. Amen. So we understand where we're at and what we're going through. Amen. So Jesus says, let us cross over to the other side. So he gets on the boat and Jesus lies down and go to sleep. And you know the story, how the wind began to bust her up and the lightning flashing and the thunder roaring. And his disciples, they began to be in fear and they would go down. They would wake Jesus up and say, Master, carest not that we perish? And Jesus got up and he rebuked the winds and peace. Be still. I believe he'll talk to your problem today and tell it, peace, be still. Peace, be still. Hallelujah. Let's hold on. Your help is on the way. Peace. Look at God putting things in order on his way to help you and your situation. And to tell me when Jesus crossed over to the other side and when he landed, he get on land. As soon as he get off the boat, he's met with a man that came out of the cave. The Bible says he was possessed with many a demons. Amen. And Jesus encountered this man. And now Jairus is waiting because his daughter lying at the point of death. And he needs to talk to Jesus. But Jesus stopped by to help the demon-possessed man. The Bible said that he was demon-possessed. He was naked. Hallelujah. The man didn't even have on no clothes, man. And he lived in the tomb. Now here's Jesus getting off the boat. Here come a naked, demon-possessed man. Amen. Coming out of the graveyard. But yet my Lord took time to heal him. Hold on. I don't care what your situation, your circumstances may be. And Jesus have time to address your problem. And only if you just hold on. Hold on. Help is on the way. Amen. And tell me that Jesus asked him, say, what's your name? He says, well, my name is Legion. Amen. And for as many. And the Bible tells me that, and in my study, I find out a legion can be up to 6,000. Amen. So he could have had as many as 6,000 demons housed in him. But I want to tell you that there's absolutely nothing too hard for my God. They don't care about that. He said, but hey, don't allow us. He said, suffer me to go into the herd of swine, because he knew he couldn't battle with my Lord. Amen. So let us go into the herds of swine. Amen. And to tell me that they went into the herd of swine and it goes down the hill violently and drowned himself. Amen. And this man will restore. And he go back to the town and he tells the city this great thing. That Jesus, and they knew that this was the man that stayed up in the cage. Amen. And cutting himself with stones and just mutilating himself. Amen. But now he's got on clothes and he's in his right mind. Look at my God. I don't care what your situation may be. Yeah. My God can fix it. If you only hold on. Amen. Help is on the way. You think that this problem that you have is too tough. Amen. Well, let me tell you something. There's nothing too hard for God if you just sit still and know that he's God. Yeah. Just hold on. Your help is on the way. You keep trusting in God. You keep waiting on God. Amen. Hold on. Help is on the way. Now to get back to our text, it says that. So it was when Jesus returned, after he returned from that journey that we just went on. Amen. The man in the tomb, the boats, and going from city to city. Now he returned back, and then the people, the multitude, welcomed him, for they was all waiting for him. And behold, a man named Jairus would come to Jesus, and he fall. Now, he was a ruler of the synagogue, amen? But he humbled himself. He fell at the feet of Jesus, amen? Right. Sometimes, baby, you got to get humble. Yeah. You can't come prideful to Jesus, amen? Yeah. You come to my Lord humble, as you know how, amen? Yeah. I don't care about you being the ruler of the synagogue, but this Jesus, the Bible says that he fell at Jesus' feet. Yeah, he fell at my Lord's feet, amen. He set aside his position. He had trouble in his life. And he knew all he had to do was just hold on. Amen. Help was on the way. Amen. He stood there in the crowd and he waited for the return of my Lord. He didn't ask nobody in that crowd to help him. He went, man, Jesus back yet. I'm waiting for Jesus. And he got back. I hear what you're saying, but I need Jesus. Amen. Yeah. You can't fix my problem. I need the Lord. Look like I see a boat. He's coming back. He's on his way. And the Bible says that he met Jesus and he fell at Jesus' feet. And he told Jesus about this problem. He said, if you just come to my house, my 12-year-old daughter lying at the point of death. And Jesus was on his way to go see about Jairus' daughter. But the Bible tells me, on his journey, while he's on his way, there came a woman. She had an issue of blood. Amen. This woman been suffering with this illness and this situation for 12 long years. And now he's on his way to Jairus' house, but hold on. Then her help was on the way. She has been to every doctor in the region. She's now broke, but she still got a problem. And there's a crowd, a multitude around Jesus. And according to the custom, now, I need you to understand, given her situation, she was supposed to be in a crowd, especially touching men's. But I can see her trying to get to the man. Amen. Excuse me, sir. I got to get to Jesus. I got a problem. And this thing been going on for a mighty long time because she held on and she understood the help was there. And she pressed through the crowd and she touched the men to get to the man. Amen. Amen. She had to get to Jesus. Oh, man, if I could just touch the hem of his. I can imagine what Jairus felt at the time. His daughter lying at the point of death. This woman don't stop Jesus while he's on his way to my house to help my child. You know how we get selfish sometimes. He's on the way to go help my child. And my, how dare you, sister, to stop my Lord. Excuse me. I got a problem. I got to get to Jesus. Anybody ever pressed in to get to Jesus? Let me tell you something. Don't you sit there and quit. Your blessing is in the pressing. If you press in, you'll make it there. Your blessing is truly in the... Excuse me. I got to get to Jesus. I got to get to... No, Vanna. I got to get there. Jesus. He have all power in his hand. You don't believe they have power? Watch the word of God. Amen. The Bible tells me that Jesus stopped and said, who touched me? Yeah. Amen. But he says, I appeal to the Lord. The people press against you. And you talking about who touched you? Jesus knew that there was a special touch that came from faith. It wasn't a greedy touch. Somebody talking about give me, give me, give me. This woman touched Jesus in faith. Knowing that she only touched him, she could be made whole. Yeah. Amen. She had no doubt that he could say, somebody touch me. I felt the power go out. Hallelujah. Hold us, hold on. Jairus, help is on the way. You hold on, Jairus. Help is on the way. Well, Jesus might be healing your sister right now, but you just hold on. Help is on the way. Don't you quit. He might be fixing somebody else, but just hold on. Help is on the way. He has forgot you. Help is on the way. Amen. Y'all don't think that Jesus forgotten all about you, man. He know all about your trouble. He know all about your problem. But just hold on. Your help is on the way. I know right now he took time out to heal this woman. On his way to your house, there's the runner coming. Tell the Jairus, say, man, don't bother the master. Leave the master alone. Your daughter is dead. Woo! My Lord and my God.
That's right.
Now, Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house, but the woman with the issue of blood stopped Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And I can imagine. And Jairus is mind that if only she hadn't stopped Jesus, my daughter would still be alive. But are you trusting Jesus?
Amen.
Are you waiting on the Lord? To,
yeah.
I believe that all things are possible with God.
Amen.
Everything is possible with God. And you just hold on.
Amen.
Help is on the way. And all Jairus had to do is just hold on. But now one thing I admire about him, the scripture don't say that he did any murmuring, any complaining. This woman got healed while Jesus was on his way to help his daughter, and I don't see the brother complaining. He got the message saying, don't bother the master any further. Your daughter is dead. Jesus go on to his house anyway.
Come on.
Jesus goes anyway to Jairus' house. First of all, he got rid of the crowd that was following him.
Amen.
Amen. Besides his disciples, he took Peter, James, and John with him. And left everybody else behind. Even the crowd, the multitude, you know, those that was there for the two fish and the five barley loaves. You know, a lot of folks just followed Jesus for what he could give them. Amen. So he knew that. He cut that crowd aside.
Okay.
Took Peter, James, and John. He went on with Jairus. He go to Jairus' house and get the wife, and then there was a profession of wells. Man, you got folks that paid for the funerals. Profession of wells. And they was there on the scene already. The child is dead, and they're there, and they're just wailing, and Jesus go in, and he says, all right, man, be quiet. She's not there. She's on the sleep. And they ridicule him.
Yeah.
management lost his mind. This girl did. You know? And he's talking about she's only asleep. I say, well, y'all get out of here. Boom. The Lord put them out. Now, see, sometimes you got to separate from non-believers. Amen. Those that don't believe in the power of God, you got to get them out of the way. Jesus did it. He got them out of the way. Put them out of their house. Go. Only allowed the Peter, James, and John to go in, the mother and the father. Jesus would look at the little girl, say, lying there, Tamakula, dance, arise, get up! Get up! The Bible told me she rose up from the death. Amen? Why? Because Jairus' help was on the way. I know he started out preaching from city to city. Amen? Sometimes don't look like God is hearing your prayer. Sometimes don't seem as though he heard you. But I just want to encourage the church to cry out from the depths of your heart. Amen. Don't you ever stop crying out to God. And you've been seeking the Lord. Just hold on. Help is on the way. I wish that young man would have stayed long enough to hear this message. Instead of walking away trying to get ahead of God, his help is on the way. It's in Proverbs in the morning. It's in memory verses in the morning. It's in midday Bible study. It's in ABCs. It's in afternoon worship. His help is on the way. He walked away from his help. Baby, your help is on the way. If you don't trust
glory to God. If I just learn to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean into my own, I don't understand it, but that's okay. Help is on the way. You keep calling on the name of Jesus. You keep lifting him on high. I understand the situation look really bad, but oh, help is on the way. It's on the way. If you're trusting in God, trust in the Lord. Your help is on the way. Amen. I don't care how big your problem seems to be. I tell you what, stop telling God how big your problem is. Tell your problem how big your God is. Yeah. 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 Tell your problem just how big your God is. Yeah. Do you serve a big God? Yeah. Do you serve a mighty God? Yeah. Yes. Tell that problem, I serve the great God. Yeah. I serve the creator of this book. I serve God Almighty. Woo! So, oh God, I got this problem. This is just hold on, baby. Help is on the way. It's on the way. Stop mommy complaining and whining. Yeah. Woo! Just God. It's a problem. God that can destroy you. The God that I serve, man, he's the God of all.
That's right.
Amen. He's the God of all, man. Woo, Jesus. We're out whining, complaining about stuff. This man had a daughter at the point of death. And Jesus, stop by the woman that had the issue of blood. Stop, my Lord, because she knew if I could just get to the him or his garment, I can be made whole. Excuse me. Because her blessing was in the pressing. She pressed into Jesus. She wasn't worried about it. She'd been to every doctor. What did she have to lose? She was broke. But she heard about this Jesus. Amen. That opened up blind eyes. That caused the lame to walk. The deaf to hear. I heard about this man Jesus. He broke some fish and some bread. Fed 5,000. I heard about, I got to get to Jesus. They told me about him. Amen. They told me he even raised the dead. I know he can solve this little problem I have. Excuse me. Let me get to Jesus. Your blessing is in the pressing. You stop quitting. You press on. I don't care what the devil say about your situation. I don't care what he said. The devil's a liar. If you press on, he can make you whole. If you just press on, you ain't gonna never go to the airport again. My buddy knew who I'm talking about. Amen. You never get in the plane again. Amen. Hold on. Your help is on the way.
That's right.
It's on the way.
That's right.
God has a blessing for you.
Amen.
Do you want it? Yes. Do you want what God has for you?
Yes.
Do you really want what God has for you?
Amen.
Press on. Wait on God.
That's
stop
right.
Quitting. Stop counting days. Yeah. Let your days count.
Amen.
Do something for the glory of God.
That's right.
who's suffering for the glory of God. Amen. Your blessing is in the... You go stop pressing. You better press in. You want it. You better go get it. It's yours. Amen. There's going to be some problems along the way. Sometimes when you get on the boat, the storm is going to rise. Amen. So maybe Jesus is going to have to come later and say, peace be still. But right now, baby, you just ride the boat. You just walk in the boat. Amen. He's going to get you there.
Amen.
You won't get there.
That's right.
Oh, man. I thought if I made it to set free, man, everything's going to be all right. They told me, man, this Christian place. Who told you we're going to have problems on this journey?
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. There's going to be problems on this journey.
Of course.
Even pastors, I have problems. Oh, Jesus. I cry out to God all the time.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Problems. When you're serving God, it's going to be issues.
That's right.
But if you just hold on. Your help is on the way.
Amen.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your help is on the way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Help is on the way.
Amen.
And with that, if there's any, I trust in Jesus as Lord. Now's your opportunity because your help is on the way. Your help is on the way. If you have not trusted Jesus to be your Lord and your Savior today, come forward. We just want to believe God with you. Your help is on the way. Maybe you're going through some issues in your life and there's some problems going on in your life, your family life, finances, your health, or whatever. Come forth. We want to pray with you. Amen. Your help is here. Hallelujah. Help for you is here. Amen. It's in the power of God. Come forth. Amen. Whatever your issues may be, come forth. Amen. I want to lift it up in the name of Jesus. Help is on the way. Your help is on the way. You need to press in.
Yes.
Now, don't let the devil rob you of that thing saying, if you say it to yourself, I don't know whether I should, yes, you ought to be up here. Amen. That's you. You come forth right now in the name of Jesus. I think I can have. No, you can't. It's too big for you. Give it to God. Give it to God. Hallelujah. Give it to the Lord. Amen. He has destroyed the yokes of bondage, not me. I can't destroy the yokes, but the power is in the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of God. Amen. Your blessing is in the presence. Don't let the enemy rob you. Amen. God has great things for us. Come be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank the Lord. Amen. Let's thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. If you don't walk away from nothing else, just hold on. Your help is on the way. Amen. Just know that your help is on the way. If you just only hold on, don't throw in the towel. Amen. I tried that before. I tried throwing in the towel. I'm so glad God picked it up and put it back in my shoulder.
That's right.
He wouldn't let me quit. Neither will you allow you to quit. Amen.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. We pray for those that came forth and pray for each and every one of you that remains in your seat. Amen. Search your heart and tell yourself, by Him, it's on the way. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Dear gracious and triumphant Father, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and all that you've said to us today, Father. I help us to hold dear, Father God, to what you shared in our hearts today, Father God. Thank you for reminding us, God, that our help is on the way. So we just stay still and know that you got it. Help us to be like that tree that's planted by the rivers of water. I shall not be moved. Amen. I will not be moved, Father God. We're staying here. We're waiting on you, Lord God, to do whatever you decide to do in our life. For that, God, we thank you and praise you, Lord God. Now, Father, as we prepare this place for the building, now for your presence, we pray that the precious Holy Spirit will lead, God, and direct our path. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Same thing with his.